Welcome to another edition of Plug Your Podcast, our new series of interviews with the people at UK and other places, putting together compelling and specialized content for on-the-go listeners. I'm Alan Lytle. Take a walk down Maxwell Street near the UK campus, and you'll come across a row of historic houses, one of which is home to Kentucky Humanities, an organization tasked with telling Kentucky's story. Some of that mission is accomplished through their podcast, Think Humanities. I recently had a chat with the host and executive director, Bill Goodman. Bill Goodman, thank you very much for stopping by our studios today.
Thanks, Alan. I'm delighted to be here.
Okay, so Think Humanities is the podcast. Talk me through how that came to be.
When I came to Kentucky Humanities 3 years ago now, I thought that one of the areas that I wanted to concentrate on is raising the profile of Kentucky Humanities. At that time, it was the Kentucky Humanities Council. I thought that sounded a little bit too much like an after-school program. So we dropped Council, and now we're known as Kentucky Humanities. And in order to, again, raise the profile, get the word out about the good work that we've been doing for 46 years in the state of Kentucky, I began the podcast.
Talk about the range of guests that you've been fortunate enough to have on Think Humanities.
Well, I can probably start at the top in the last 3 years. Because we have the equipment that allows us to go out of the building, and everybody has that these days, I would say our biggest get over the last 2.5, 3 years was John Grisham when he came to the Kentucky Theater in conversation with a packed audience there.
So there are issues that you think can be fictionalized and at the same time exposed in a way that you want to make a statement.
Exposed is the right word, illuminated. I'm looking for exposure, not for myself. But, you know, first and foremost, I want to entertain. And if I can take an issue and wrap a legal thriller around it and tell a great story that people enjoy and expose them to things like capital punishment, wrongful conviction, insurance fraud, tobacco litigation, homelessness, there's no shortage of issues.
In the last couple of weeks, Margaret Verbal, the Lexington author who was a finalist for the Pulitzer a couple of years ago, and she has a new book out titled Cherokee America.
The whole notion of how to live in a Native American world is a notion of an interconnectedness that seems to have been completely lost in most of our modern culture, and which is necessary if you really want to write about Indians.
We have also used it as a promotion vehicle for a lot of the programs that we do, from our literacy program, Primetime, especially in our Chautauqua actors and performers and our speakers bureau, to bring in those experts and talk to them and interview them about what they go out and represent Kentucky Humanities to do. I love books, and I love talking about books, and we've had to build up to our Kentucky Book Fair, now Kentucky Book Festival. We've had a lot of authors in. We're doing a neat thing coming up, Alan, in April. For the first time since we started the podcast, we're going to do a poem a day. I'm bringing in 5 or 6 poets. We'll do a little brief introduction, and every day we'll have a different poet reading either one of their poems or a favorite poem of theirs. And we think that's going to be a good way to celebrate National Poetry Month in April.
Final question, and we ask everybody who comes on to talk about their podcast, what advice would you give to someone who might be contemplating starting their own podcast?
Well, that's a good question, and I have a ready answer because I'm teaching a course at Transylvania this semester. It's titled Journalism and Media Literacy, and I've been heavy on the media literacy more than anything. And I hope I've introduced these young people. You might be surprised that what we've done is build a website, and they really didn't know how to do that. They certainly use websites all the time, but they had not built one. So we built a website from scratch. Each of the the teams or pods, I call them in class. I've divided them up into 4 3-person pods. They're building a website. On the website, they can populate that with a news story, a blog, a vlog, a podcast. So, like your beautiful studios here at WUKY, Transylvania has invested in some first-class podcast recording studios, and I'm very, very impressed with not only their audio but their video studio. So, my students have had instruction on all of the equipment, on how simple and easy it is, and we've also talked about philosophy, what interests them, what are they passionate about, what do they think they could tap into with a listening audience, which of course would be mostly young people and people on the campus there. So it's been, I would say, and I've learned this myself, if you Google podcast or if you Google how to start a podcast, you're not only going to get books and lots of material, you're going to get plenty of websites that teach you step by step exactly what to do, from the equipment that you need to purchase, how much that equipment is, the editing apparatus that you need on your computer, what sort of interviews that you want, how to prepare for an interview. It's all there. It's not as hard as you think.
So bottom line, just do the research.
Do the research. That's exactly right, yeah.
Our guest today on Plug Your Podcast has been Bill Goodman from Kentucky Humanities, and the podcast is Think Humanities.
Think Humanities on iTunes and SoundCloud and on our website every week, kyhumanities.org.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thanks for stopping by.